I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Back in 1978, this is what the world looked like. Jimmy Carter was president. That summer, two popes died in quick succession, and John Paul II became pontiff. And in Argentina, the dirty war was taking place. That's when a boy was born in a military hospital there. His mother gave birth in captivity after being abducted by Argentina's military for opposing the ruling junta. She was shot dead 2 months later, and her newborn son was secretly given to others for adoption. There were hundreds of cases like that. But here's the twist. That boy, now a man of 36, has just been reunited with his grandmother. Estela Di Carlotto is her name, and for decades she's been at the forefront of the search for the missing in Argentina as founder and president of the Grandmothers of the Plaza de Mayo. That's a group dedicated to finding the stolen babies of the disappeared from the dirty war. Our BBC Mundo colleague Ignacio de los Reyes is in Buenos Aires. He says the newly identified grandson was born Guido Carlotto, but grew up with a different identity.
His name until now was Ignacio, and he's a musician. He was raised by a family of peasants in a very small town near Buenos Aires, and all of a sudden he discovered that he was the grandson of one of the most famous people in Argentina.
Ignacio, for our listeners who don't understand or remember why these kids disappeared 40 years ago and why they only have grandparents, remind us of what happened during Argentina's dirty war that meant children were stolen from their families.
It all began in the 70s. There was a coup d'etat in 76 in Argentina where a military junta took power. And then they decided to go after all the left-wing militants that were trying to fight against the military government. And many of these left-wing activists gave birth at detention centers or at military facilities. And those babies were taken away from their mothers. Laura, who was Estela de Carlotto's daughter, gave birth at a detention center. And only 5 hours after she gave birth, her baby, Guido, was taken away. She was killed right after that. So Estela de Carlotto did know that Laura had a baby, but she couldn't even see his face. So she's been wandering for nearly four decades, writing letters in newspapers. Every year she wrote to her grandchild, trying to imagine how he looked like. And actually, when you see his pictures that are everywhere around Argentine media, you can really see how he looked like his parents.
So De Carlotto's grandson was the 114th disappeared child now found. How many stolen children are still out there?
It's really difficult to know because even though human rights organizations believe there could be hundreds, it's even difficult to say how many people were killed or disappeared during those years. There are some estimates that say that nearly 30,000 people were killed. But because this was a very brutal regime, one of their plans was also to get rid of the bodies so the families would never know the truth about the fate of all these left-wing activists. Many people were actually thrown from planes or helicopters to the River Plate, so their bodies would never be recovered.
For you, Ignacio, I mean, you're practically the same age as Guido de Carlotto. I imagine some of your friends in Argentina are. Have you spoken to them about what this whole event means?
I have friends that are in their 30s or early 40s, and some of them tell me that, well, because they were born under this dictatorship, they told me that some of them even have had doubts about their own identity. One of my friends told me that she once asked her mother to show her a picture of when she was pregnant, just to prove that she was actually her biological daughter. So this is a very, very sensitive issue in Argentina that has marked a whole generation. And even some of the grandchildren that have regained their real identity, they thought they had a family, and all of a sudden they realized they actually had two. And in some cases, they had to choose.
The BBC Mundo's Ignacio de los Reyes in Buenos Aires. Thanks very much for filling us in on the story.
Thank you so much, Marco.